They have pulled this ad off the television. Rachel Ray. She is not a terrorist.
No, not at all.
30-minute meal, Rachel Ray.
She's like the most peaceful person you could meet. The most, the craziest thing that goes on.
It happens to be a fashion statement, this scarf at the moment.
I'm Josie Corey, and you're listening to Layali, an I-400 podcast. As we just heard from the hosts of The View, on May 7, 2008, Dunkin' Donuts began running a promotional ad featuring celebrity chef Rachel Ray holding a cup of their iced coffee and wearing a checkered black and white fringe scarf. At the time the ad was released, Rachel Ray's scarf was a must-have fashion accessory in Western markets. It had appeared in Balenciaga's fall 2007 ready-to-wear runway collection and was soon seen on celebrities like Kevin Jonas, Kanye West, and Rihanna. Because Balenciaga's version of the scarf costed over $3,000, various Western luxury and fast fashion retailers began releasing their own version of the scarf at a much lower price, and the product became available for mass consumption. Almost immediately after the release of that May 2008 Dunkin' Donuts ad, right-wing bloggers took to the internet in condemnation of Rachel Ray's quote-unquote jihadi chic scarf, identifying it as the Arab kufiya. Kufiya? What is a kufiya? And why did it generate so much controversy that Dunkin' Donuts removed the ad from all of its platforms and issued a statement of apology? Well, a good place to start would be that the word kufiya is the Arabic word for scarf. At the time of this controversial episode, the kufiya's history had largely been obscured in the West, where its prints had been commoditized as pieces of fashion and divorced from their original context. The kufiya is a traditional Arab head covering and scarf. It has historically been used as a utilitarian accessory for keeping the sun, dust, wind, and sand off one's face. The red and white variation of the kufiya has proven to be especially popular throughout Jordan and the Arab Gulf states, and is often fastened by a black, goat-haired rope, or aghal. The black and white checkered style of the kufiya has come to popularly symbolize Palestinian national identity and self-determination. Before the start of the British Mandate of Palestine in 1917, rural, village Palestinian Arabs wore the black and white version of the kufiya as a customary form of dress. This was in stark contrast to urban-dwelling Palestinian Arabs who wore the Ottoman fez, or tarbush. During Sawrat Falastin al-Kubra, or the Great Arab Revolt against the British, British colonial officers made an inherent association between Palestinian Arabs wearing the kufiya and instability within their colonial mandate. Anyone who was seen wearing the kufiya risked being taken into custody by the British. In response, the Palestinian leadership called upon all Palestinians to wear the black and white version of the kufiya. Those who did not wear the kufiya and continued to wear the Ottoman fez were seen as being unsympathetic to their fellow countrymen in the struggle against colonialism. During the First and Second Intifada, the black and white kufiya was worn by those within the West who wished to show solidarity with the Palestinian cause. If the symbolic meaning of the kufiya was once evident in the West, how did the kufiya become so detached from its original context? As a result of its commodification in Western markets, the kufiya's political and cultural significance has in many cases been leached from its fabric. The removal of the kufiya's symbolic meaning and historical context has been followed by the kufiya's refashioning within Western society. In the West, the image of the kufiya has come to intrinsically be associated with the kufiya rap terrorist. Search for kufiya on Amazon, and you will find that virtually every result is framed in militaristic terms. The words tactical, military, Muslim, and Arab appear in combination under each product image of the kufiya. as put forth by Dr. Amal Bashara, a specialist in media matters related to the Middle East. The connection between a keffiyeh and terrorism is emblematic of the ways in which the complexity of Arab culture has been reduced to a very narrow vision. To reduce the keffiyeh's meaning to terrorism fails to take into account the reality that keffiyehs are worn by ordinary people on the streets throughout the Middle East. The West either interweaves the keffiyeh with terrorism by ways of anti-Arab racism, or removes the item of all political symbolism, rendering it as nothing more than a fashionable accessory for the fashionable. Commentary made by Western right-wing bloggers during Rachel Ray's Dunkin' Donuts controversy shows the ways in which the keffiyeh has traveled as a result of our increasingly globalized and interconnected world. Thank you for listening to Layali, an IA400 podcast. If you like the content of today's episode, be sure to check out Edward Said's book on Orientalism and Evan Renfro's article titled Stitched Together, Torn Apart, The Keffiyeh as a Cultural Guide.